Hi, Lior. Have you finished your essay on immigration yet?
No, but I know what I want to write. I'm against accepting more immigrants. More foreigners coming into Japan would impose a further burden on the economy, which is already doing badly. Many immigrants would lack the money to pay their taxes, which would shift a financial burden to the Japanese people. That would be unfair. I also fear that public safety, a point of pride in Japan, would be at risk. The immigrants or refugees might commit crimes to get money. They would also be frustrated by their wages, which would be lower than what the average Japanese person receives. Look at the many conflicts and disputes between immigrants and locals in Germany and France. The threat of terrorist attacks would rise too.And the immigrants would have a tough time getting used to the Japanese way of life, customs, and unwritten rules.
I disagree. You seem to have many biases against immigrants. My friends from Vietnam and Brazil study hard, behave decently, and are better disciplined than typical Japanese students. Japan is an aging society facing a shortage of workers.We Japanese will be unable to maintain our current prosperity and economic growth unless we do something about our shrinking population. Immigrants can compensate for the shortage of workers, especially in fields such as construction, caregiving, and food service. And immigrants with advanced degrees in science and engineering bring with them expertise to strengthen Japan's industries and economy.
I agree that people with high-level expertise have something to offer, but who knows how long we will need construction workers, convenience store clerks, or caregiving workers. Sooner or later, AI and robots will take over those jobs. In 10 years or so, I predict that workers will no longer be needed in those industries. We are already paying for our groceries using automatic cashiers in supermarkets.
But not all jobs can be replaced with AI or robots, especially in fields that require human-to-human communication and experience. Nursing and caregiving are good examples. People in those professions will be in higher demand as our society ages. Apart from that, Japan should set an example as a leading developed country in the global community by helping people in need. After all,The prosperity and peace we enjoy at home in Japan strongly depends on stable and peaceful conditions abroad. We live in an interdependent world. Japan will hurt itself if it becomes too self-serving.
What you are saying is true in principle, but doesn't work in practice. Accepting immigrants or refugees would cause serious problems that we could never hope to solve. Even now, our unemployment rate is increasing.A sense of uncertainty and unrest is spreading, and our security is about to decline. Japan has already contributed to world peace and the well-being of people in other countries by providing humanitarian support and huge amounts of money through ODA and international organizations such as the United Nations.
Ryo, you seem to forget that Japan itself will be unable to manage unless it takes immediate and concrete actions to keep its own society from shrinking. I admit that some of the problems you point out are real. We need to shift our focus from whether Japan should accept immigrants to how Japan can welcome them, help them adjust to life here, and encourage them to contribute to a better future for our society.Many Japanese, even the government, seem to believe they can choose who to accept from overseas. The reality is the reverse. It is the immigrants from overseas who do the choosing. Japan, to them, is just one of several options.